It was a thriller in the girls' game as we're here with the money player as determined by the team of the game, Avery Parks. Four huge free throws in that fourth quarter, and obviously a lot of frustration after coming off of three losses to really, really good teams, and you built up a little bit of a lead. Gilbert was able to come back, but you're able to hold on. Your thoughts about how you battled without Sheck here tonight and get a really big road win.
Yeah, we worked really well. Worked well as a team. Our ability to work through any adversity that we face, we just got to keep working on playing the full 32 minutes, being able to be strong the entire game, and yeah.
Well, and again, you know, we have depth, and it was nice to see that here tonight, but a player like Sheck has done a lot for us, and it really came down to some of those things that she does, right? A lot of rebounding. Michaela had a big night tonight with a double-double, and then hitting some free throws, and both you and Michaela hit some down the stretch, including two that gave you the lead. How critical was it to be able to scrap without Sheck out there and to see especially Michaela have a big night tonight?
Yes, we definitely did feel the effects of Sheck not being there, being one of our better players out on the court, and being able to play well defensively and offensively, and the importance of our free throws are very critical, especially in games that are close like this. Shout out to Tim Towsey and our 5-minute free throws we always did on our travel team. I think those really helped us, a lot of the players on our team, and yeah.
Well, and you look at the free throw shooting tonight, unofficially, you were officially 5 of 5, and then Michaela came in, and then she was 3 of 4, Carly was 3 of 4 as well, and a lot of those came at critical times, and for this team, knowing that you did have some of that frustration of not playing in games as close, how important was it tonight to come through in a close situation like this?
Yeah, staying strong throughout the entire game, and playing as a team is really important, especially in close games like this, and I think we did pretty well with that, and being able to pull through.
And then Callie Hales on the other side was able to go off in the second half, and that's what allowed them to come back. What were you doing well against her in the first half, and what were you doing so well in the second half that allowed Gilbert to get back into the game?
She's left-handed, so taking away that left-handed side, a lot of her shots are coming from that left side. So being able to cut her off in that way helped us a lot. That was one adjustment that we were able to make, and I think that helped us pull out the win.
It also felt like in the fourth quarter and the second quarter, rebounding was also big. And again, it's an area of improvement. You're not the biggest team on the floor, but it felt like in the fourth quarter, you were able to snag enough. How again, we talk about every element being crucial, rebounding another big part of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't have a ton of tall people, but we do have the aggression to be able to get those rebounds, and it's very critical so that we can go up again, and I think that really helped us throughout this game.
And then bigger picture questions here. I got to have Riley on a couple weeks ago, and both of you, of course, really got to share a special moment at the last time you were in green and white before basketball with that softball championship. Between that and all the volleyball success and all the other things carrying over, how do you think that's helping this team weather that storm, knowing that, you know, the end of the season isn't there yet, and how much confidence have those recent postseason wins given this group?
I think it helps our players know like what it takes to get to that next level, and helps us be able to help the other players who maybe haven't had that also be able to get to that level, and just helps prepare us, and we just know what it takes, and we just got to keep putting the work in.
North Polk, you were right in that game at the end. Obviously, Norwalk pulled away late, but you had a lead in the third quarter against them. Carlisle just didn't start fast, but finished to a point where you didn't let them get to the continuous clock. What do you think this team has learned from those three teams in particular, knowing those are three state championship contenders? And what are the little things you think with winter break coming up that you need to do to get yourself a step closer to beating one of those teams?
Yeah, being able to face those very good players who they're top scorers, being able to face them and help stop them, very important, and just being able to face all the struggles we go through with having to defend them is very critical, and yeah.
Yeah, you missed out on a long road trip Saturday, but you do get to finish your break here Friday at a gym that you're familiar with, but a tough one to play at Newton. Mm-hmm. How important is it to get to a fast start, try to finish things off quickly, and get yourself a win going into Christmas break?
Yes, I think it's very critical getting a quick start, getting a lead early, so that we're able to play well and play together. And, yeah, I think it'd be a good game going into winter break.
Avery Parks, your money player of the game. 11 points, 4 of 4 free throws in the fourth quarter. Avery, congratulations on a great road win.
Thank you.
Dr. Joanna Settles joins us in our Central Tire and Auto Radio halftime show after this.